Santa Claus has stopped in to see us today. Santa, what brings you to Waxahachie?
Good morning, Ken. It's good to be here again. I'm heading back to my workshop from my summer vacation and thought I'd drop by to see some dear friends and to talk to a few folks that need some encouragement. I won't mention any names on the air, but you know who you are.
Santa, a lot of people would like to know, what is it like being you? What can you tell us about being Santa Claus?
Ken, I've got to tell you, being Santa Claus is more fun than radio and crazier than advertising ever thought of being. There is always something surprising happening.
Like what kind of things?
Like children, Ken, like children. They always make for interesting stories. You never know what they are going to say or do. Like 8-year-old Daryl, who came in to visit me one day and told me, "I just want to be off the naughty list." And when 6-year-old Amy came by, she said, "I want to know what Santa wants for Christmas." That one took me a while to answer. I don't usually think that way. One Saturday morning, a presidential candidate was signing his new book at the mall I was visiting, and as I came down the hall, we met and talked for a couple of minutes.
Wow, did you enjoy an opportunity to meet a presidential candidate?
No, not really. I'm not into politics, though we do have something in common.
Really? What would Santa Claus have in common with a presidential candidate?
Ken, we're both concerned with public opinion.
Public opinion? Santa, why in the world would you be worried about the public's opinion?
My friend, the candidate, concerns himself with it to get himself elected. Me, I just like to know who's being good and who's being bad. But what is really interesting are those who think they're being good. That's always worth a good laugh for all of us. Anyhow, as he and I were parting to go our own ways, he looked at the line waiting for him to autograph his book, and then he looked at my line. He said that his line was much longer than my line, that he must be a pretty popular guy. His line was out the store and halfway down the mall. Mine only had a few children and their families in it at the time.
Wow, did you have anything to say?
I confess, Ken, Santa's got a bit of a competitive streak in him. I just turned and told him that I am loved by both Republicans and Democrats, Independents and Tea Party members. I'm loved the world over, but most important by those who are in real future, the children.
That's a great response. Did he have anything to say about that?
No, but I got a lot of applause from those standing nearby.
A wonderful story. Now, is that in your new book, Conversations with Santa?
Yes, and a whole sack full more. This last year, I decided to take some time and write about many of the conversations I've had with children. People love the stories I tell. You know, about the time I think I've heard it all, another child comes up to me and says something that completely surprises me. Parents know what I'm talking about.
Well, do you have a favorite story to share, Santa?
Oh, Ken, there are too many stories that are wonderful to have a favorite. But I'll tell you this one. One evening just before Christmas this past year, I decided to dine at my favorite Mexican food restaurant. As the hostess was leading me to my table, we passed a table with two families. I had seen their two daughters in the mall just a little bit earlier that day. I had no sooner been seated and put my menu down than the two girls were at my table all excited and giggly. We talked for a couple of minutes, and then the two girls ran back to their table.
I have a feeling that's not the end of the story.
Oh, heavens no. The two girls talked to their parents for a minute or two, and finally one of the fathers came over to my table. He wanted to know if I would like to join them for dinner.
And did you?
I didn't want to impose, but the girl's father was quite insistent, so I picked up my things and I joined them for dinner. We had a great time that evening. I told them about a lot of the stories in my book and the things children say. We laughed and we cried. I think we stayed there for about 2 hours. Finally, it was the children's bedtime.
I love that story, Santa. I'll bet those girls will be telling their friends about the night they had dinner with Santa the rest of their lives.
Oh, and so will I. I won't soon forget them or their families.
So where do you go from here, Santa Claus?
Oh, I've got to get back to my workshop. And I see that my ride outside is getting very antsy. I get in a lot of trouble when I keep them waiting, you know. I'd better be off.
Well, how about any last words before you leave us?
Ken, I'll tell you, the one thing Santa always hopes for is for peace and joy to all. In a day and age like we are facing, it is not easily found. There is so much we worry about. Christmas is about the love of God shown to us as we celebrate the birth of His Son, Jesus, and about the love we show as we generously give to others. That is what Santa's hope is, Ken. That, and everyone will find Conversations with Santa a delightful and charming book to read. You can find it online at santashope.com or at finer bookstores everywhere. Easy to remember, santashope.com. One word, SANTASHOPE.com. Thanks, Ken. It's good seeing you again. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!